As you know, the ATMs are being stolen on a regular basis in this part of the world, and there's often been suggestions that maybe if we had ATMs structured in a different way, that they wouldn't be as easy to steal. Hopefully the police are now managing to crack the team who are doing the thieving. But will it lead inevitably to a high cost for those of us who use ATMs, where we're going to have to pay our way to use the facility? Well, in other parts of the UK, they're already paying their way, and a considerable number of ATMs do not come free of charge. We'll speak to Scott Kennelly from the Consumer Council. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
Is there a possibility that locally this will be used as the excuse to implement the charges here as well? We're going to have to pay 95p to get, or even more, to get our money out of all the ATMs.
Well, I think the story that's come out today is from Which, and what they have identified is that two of the big operators in the UK have advise that they are converting what are currently free-to-use cash machines to fee-charging cash machines. And obviously that is a concern for us in terms of the impact that it'll have on consumers in Northern Ireland, because statistics recently released from the Financial Conduct Authority, who's the regulator for financial services, they showed that roughly a third of us in Northern Ireland use ATM machines several times a week, compared to the UK average of only 11%. So as a region, we're more heavily dependent on our cash machines, and we use them regularly.
Well, we do need them, and we're plagued by the thefts here. So if across in other parts of the UK the ATM operators aren't making enough money and they feel the banks aren't paying them enough and they're going to impose charges on the users, chances are we're definitely going to be hit, because they've been slaughtered here with criminal gangs. They've got a very good reason to add a fee on or a tariff onto our transaction.
Yeah, well, obviously we're not privy to the decision-making process of the cash machine operators themselves and what impacts that. The story that's come out from Which today relates to the rate of conversion, how quickly these what are currently free-to-use cash machines are being converted to fee-charging cash machines. And it's important that we understand the impact that potentially has in Northern Ireland. I said we use cash machines more here in Northern Ireland. We also withdraw more money from them. We tend to use cash more in Northern Ireland as well. And there are a range of issues that impact for us. We have a big rural community here in Northern Ireland. There have been a huge number of bank branch closures in Northern Ireland. So we're one of the most cash-dependent regions, and we're getting less and less access to our cash, so it is a concern.
Some ATMs are already charging here, aren't they?
Yes, some cash machines do charge. And there's a requirement that if an ATM machine does charge, you have to be aware of that beforehand. So there has to be clear signage on or around the machine to tell you this is a fee-charging machine. And then when you're on pressing the buttons and selecting your transactions, there should be something that comes up and tells you what it is that the cash machine is going to charge you before you complete that transaction. But there is something that you can do if you're wanting to find your nearest free ATM machine or cash machine. There's an organization called Link, L-I-N-K, which operate the cash machine network, and on their website, which is link.co.uk, there is an ATM locator function, and you can go on there and find where the free-to-use ATMs are in your area.
Are they not eventually going to become obsolete with contactless cards?
Well, there are a range of different payment methods there. As you say, the advent of contactless, you now get cash back in shops and things like that. I have an app that I put my kids' dinner money on, which I never would have thought would have happened a few years ago. But there has been a sea change in the technology available to us in terms of payment methods, which is great. It improves in convenience. But as said before, the statistics show we're still heavily dependent. Consumers in Northern Ireland are still heavily dependent on access to cash. So it is important that when these decisions are being made in terms of access to money, that the needs of consumers in Northern Ireland is taken into consideration, and we'll be making sure that that happens.
Just one final point, Scott. Is it my imagination, or is it easier to spend money when you do have the plastic in your pocket than the real notes? There's still a pain. A pain goes through my mind when I'm handing over tens and twenties. But if I was to do contactless for 30 quid, you know, it's just a bzzz and it's away. I don't feel as if I've cut, I've cut off a limb.
Yes. Well, no, I know what you mean. I think it depends on the individual themselves. The difference between handing over cash and handing over, or you just say using the different payment methods. We know that a lot of people in Northern Ireland prefer to lead what we call a cash existence, so they pay for everything in cash. For some people, that's the easiest way to budget. But equally, making payments by cash for everything doesn't always mean that you're getting the best deal. So some of the service providers where you're maybe getting your energy deals or things like that, you might get a cheaper tariff if you're paying by direct debit. So that's why it's important that Northern Ireland consumers have access to bank accounts and the different types of payment method, just to make sure that you're able to get the best deal.
Scott, thank you very much indeed. Scott Kennelly from the Consumer Council with the latest on the plans for ATM land.